Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and Happy New Year. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and this is Bill. Tonight's show is about storytellers. I'm going to do some readings and some more information there for you as well. We have a guest today who is a storyteller and psychic, which is Leslie Sharkey Sanders, and we'll be talking to her after the next song. So sit back, open your minds, and please enjoy the show. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. It's Nunu, and this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. We'd like to welcome Leslie today, and of course, as usual, we have our co-pilot, Phil Meupington, and...
I beg your pardon? That's my weekend name when I'm making special videos.
Very special videos. Leslie!
Hey!
Hello. Happy New Year.
Meow. We're good. We've had a rough start.
Yeah.
It's been like chaos, and so we had a nice chaotic introduction, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it was like that last week as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I was looking. I was dealing with the same issue, except I think that's a song that brings chaos into your head.
Yeah,
probably.
It was. It was a bit epic, and it caused stress.
Very much
stress
so.
In my life.
Yes, and the same at you, back at you.
Hopefully, my voice is gonna last this week. I can sound it's a little bit croaky because it practically went to the end of last Wednesday's show.
Right.
But so my New Year's Eve was rock and roll with me sitting at home trying to get better.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, this has been a real nice, quiet week. And
I don't think it has been. I think you're lying to me.
It's been very quiet and nice and peaceful.
It's been like a zoo, hasn't it?
Well, it's been like a zoo because of children, but it hasn't been. It has not been like a zoo because of you.
Well, of course. Yeah.
It's been quiet because of you. But Leslie, how are you doing?
I'm pretty well, guys. I mean, you know, as much as can be expected. Just enjoying the holiday and having my husband home from work for a couple of days. And last night I went to sleep at 9:30. So, you know.
Before or after the New Year?
I'm a notorious early bird, so you know.
Well, I didn't stay up this year either. I was in bed. Like I said, I was trying to get over a cold, so you know. Sometimes it is about pointless though going to bed before midnight because everybody sets the fireworks off and wakes you up anyway. But you know,
they did fireworks here on Christmas. Somebody on our street did, but I didn't hear any fireworks last night. It was very, very quiet. It was strange for a new year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is the best day of the year so far.
It is. You know, I've seen so many people posting some of the most, you know, people have had a rough 2012. You know, we've lost a lot of people, you know, just... I mean, you know, people, I mean, I can't even tell you. I could go through my Facebook and I can say, this person lost somebody, and so many people have lost children. And, you know, I don't want to start the year out down, but I'm just saying that, you know, we really hope that this is a much better, just a much better year for things. Do you have anything that you think is going to happen this year, Leslie?
I think 2013 is going to be a very auspicious year for everyone, actually. And just, you know, you were saying 2012, there was so much wrong. So much has been leading up to everything that's happened, I think, to everyone. You know, not just in our, like, generalization right now, but just everyone the world over, things are changing. People can't deny it anymore. It doesn't matter if you think it has something to do with God or politics. Something is happening.
Right.
And I think that 2013 is the year that gets acknowledged. People do something. They start taking responsibility for their actions and then moving on and creating a good life and using everything that's good that's out there and available.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just real quickly, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but our chat room is open, you know, if anybody wants to jump in and join us in there, because just Bill and I are in there.
yeah, it's a big room. It's a big room for two people.
So So if anybody wants to jump in. But, you know, today's topic is about, you know, of course we're going to do readings, and we know that we have a lot of people in our queue. But one of our topics today is actually about storytelling, and Leslie is one of the best storytellers ever.
Oh, really?
You are so flattering.
I'm excited.
And truthfully, flattery will get you everywhere.
I would love it if we could start the show out, the new year out, with one of Ms. Leslie's stories.
I want to snuggle under my duvet and listen to the story.
No,
get
you're
some hot
snuggle,
chocolate.
You're going to snuggle under your electric throw.
Yeah.
Your electric throw down.
Was that a gift?
Yes, he got that for Krimi.
Certainly did. And it is good. I've been glad of it, you know, a couple of days. But the weather hasn't actually been that cold here, really. I mean, not like frosty or anything, but I'm sure I'm really going to be glad of that when it gets colder.
And I was also very responsible. I was so responsible because, you know, I have a habit of being very frivolous with gifts, buying things that I just want people to have as opposed to things that they could use or really want themselves. Like, oh, my goodness, I want you to have boots that look like gingerbread men. You know what I mean? That's cute, but, you know, but not everybody wants that. And so I was very responsible in looking for his gift, and to run his electric throw cost less than 2p a night.
Really?
For a full night. So it's less
I got 2p every night.
Oh, my goodness. All right, that's enough. Anyway,
he got you.
It just never ends, and I've been so glad he's been sick in my own secret way. But anyway.
How rude.
Well, anyhow, would you share a story with us? Is there anything that pops into mind, Ms. Leslie?
Gather round, children.
Well, you know, you're talking about the winter and how cold it is, and where I am right now, it's particularly cruddy as well. It's been overcast and rainy for about the past 7 or 8 days. Definitely not very Christmassy, but really not anything else. It's just been cold and rainy and yucky, and you have to wear boots. And I don't know, it's been kind of hateful. I wish it would just snow, and that hasn't happened. You know, where I'm from, it snows a lot. And it was very cold, and it's snowing there right now, and every Christmas was like Christmas. And this one was just different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This past Christmas, I think, you know, what you were saying before, again, 2012, it's been a very heavy year. And without the snow to kind of purify things and make things happy and bright, everything has just felt kind of un-Christmassy for us. So we have taken the time to, my husband and I, to go ahead and make some goals. And try to be as upbeat as possible about the new year and thinking things through and kind of making it beautiful and snowy in our minds. I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but, you know, we're kind of cleansing everything, setting our goals out, shaking up the snow globe, letting everything come out fresh and new, and letting everything good happen that needs to happen. And I implore everyone else who's listening to do the same. But I wanted to talk a little bit about snow. Like I said, where I come from, it's very snowy all the time. I come from the upper Midwest. It's like they have recorded snow there in July. It's disturbing. If anybody else is as old as I am, then you too will remember moon boots and snow suits and really disgusting ugly mittens and gross hats and always being wet and smelling like someone's dog.
Right.
So, right? I mean, Bill, I don't know what it's like over there. I don't know if you guys had moon boots, but I'm nearly 40 years old now. And I mean, these were probably cool. All the boys loved them, but the girls hated them. They were thick and disgusting, and it looked like everybody was like a member of KISS. Did you have those?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I don't remember seeing them, but I'm only a young boy.
I need someone to verify this for me, so it's not a bit of my imagination.
I saw
Napoleon Dynamite, and he was wearing moon boots.
Okay, imagine that on every, like, pale white child that you've ever seen in the upper Midwest. Blue-eyed, sallow-skinned, mousy brown hair. Sad little jackets and moon boots in the snow.
Maybe they'll make a comeback.
Standing outside a cornfield. I'm glad it doesn't snow like that here, but when I was about that age, the moon boot age, oh my God, it snowed probably, I don't know, easily 15 to 20 feet a winter. And they would plow our playground outside the school that I went to into giant, giant bluffs and cliffs of snow, which is, you know, not dangerous at all to school-age children. You know?
Not at all.
No.
People who go
not
skydive,
at all, not actually. At all. But children being children, you know, make tunnels and made condos out of these giant snow hills or slides or whatnot, and I, being of that age, did the same thing. You know, they were great for slides, and, you know, it's Wisconsin in the Midwest. Here in the States, it's horrible and gray and wet most of the winter, and, you know, that's all you have to do. That's all there was to play with in the 80s. I mean, geez. So, you know.
No, it was 15 to 20 feet, you said, right?
Yeah. And truthfully, that is, I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's how much it snowed, enough to make.
I think the most I remember, I mean, that we've had here, maybe 2-3 feet that I remember at the most.
Really?
Yeah, that's about it. But
I mean, can you make a snowman, right?
I have made some in the past. The last one I made was about 6 inches tall.
Oh, that's sad. You should have at least said meters. I would have been more impressed.
Yeah. I mean, 10 inches.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. I remember when we were a kid. When we were kids, we, and this is so sad, you guys. This is a confession of, I guess, a hippie kid. But we used to wear plastic paper bags from bread bags over our shoes when it snowed.
Well, why not? I mean, what are you gonna do? It's better than having cold, soggy feet, right?
But I mean,
I wore them over my socks and inside my shoe, and they were bunny bread bags, girl.
That's what I said, bunny bread.
You took the bread out first, though, right?
Yes, we took the bread out. We ate the bread. But the sad thing is that they were saved. They were bad. I mean, you know, I was listening to, you know, some kids talk. When I worked with Leslie's husband, I would listen to some of the kids talk, and they were talking about, you know, the environment and how, you know, our parents have just destroyed this earth and blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking about when I was a kid, we used, and I know that I wasn't a kid that long ago, and so I know that it was coming from someplace. And even now to this day, my mother reuses everything. She reuses bottles and everything, but it's like we were wearing those bread bags on our feet, and they saved them. We were using bags. We always reused bags from the store. We used, with the paper bags, we used to drain our grease, like our chicken or our fish grease or our French fry grease or whatever.
Right.
We would wrap our school books with them so we didn't destroy the books. I mean, people have been recycling. I think it's probably been since just the past maybe 35 or 40 years or so, when people have really gotten destructive. You know what I mean? And
I
really
know,
really,
I know. But I tell you what, girl, the smell of white bread always makes me think of playing in the snow.
White bread makes me think of playing in the snow.
It does. But you're right. At least everybody used something one more time.
Right. And then
one
and
more
then
time.
And even like I remember stories of, you know, the older people talking about, you know, taking their bottles to the store and getting money back and being able to buy more soda, and they would send the bottles back to the bottling plant to be pressure washed and reused again. So I mean, so
right.
You know, the recycling that everybody really thinks they've got this thing on to right now, this the wastefulness has really only been happening for so long. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So it's,
because I used to turn in the bottles when I was a kid. I used to get on my bike and go collect the bottles. You'd turn the bottles in for money, and then you'd go use that money for candy.
Right. And it just goes round and round and round. So
Right.
You know, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, is there like are there any predictions that you have? Like I was asking a little while ago, is there anything that you believe is going to happen in this new year?
I do. I believe that people are going to become enlightened this year. This is the year for enlightenment, and I am totally jumping on the Mayan bandwagon. Call me a sellout. I don't care. But people are finally going to realize that time is not just a linear thing, that we're not just looking backward or forward or left or right, that everything is all around us and it's within us. And I believe that that revelation is going to happen to people this year, and they're going to be open to it. And because of that, goodness and light will become available to so many people.
Well, you got to remember as well, I mean, the date might be off because of the Gregorian calendar with leap years and the such, you know. It's not going to be completely accurate because it was done so long ago. But I also got to remember is that people associate the Mayan calendar and they think it's going to be the end of the world, but it could just be the end of an era into a more positive era, you know.
That's right. An end is just another beginning.
Yeah. But I do believe more people are waking up and becoming more enlightened, and people aren't, you know, standing for the crap anymore from the powers that be. I mean, you saw last year the amount of protests that were going on, thousands and thousands of people standing up to the government and that, and, you know, hopefully it's going to get us somewhere, and I think that's what we're going to see more of as well, people standing up and saying, not doing this anymore. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's the spark.
Right. Well, is there anything you wanted to add, Ms. Leslie? Because we do have some callers. We've had some people who've been waiting for about 40 minutes. And so.
Well, I will let you get to those people.
I will get
out of your airspace. And I just want to say thank you so much for having me. Bill,
well, thank
it's
you.
Good to talk to you. It's good to talk to you as always, Nunu. I love you, and I wish everyone a happy new year.
Thank you
so
much. And also, are you planning to come into town or going into Nashville anytime soon?
You know, we were there this weekend. I can probably squeeze another trip out here in probably 3 weeks or so.
Well, I need some cherry bounce. That's all right.
Is that drugs?
It's a drink that she makes moonshine.
Oh, right. Oh, close.
I make a little bit of everything, and I am sort of notorious for now making this one thing. I mean, if you like things that come in jars, Bill, you'll like this.
Oh, yeah? I do like that.
Yeah. It's delicious, and I mean, it's kind of good for you, too.
It is. It's because it's got real cherries.
It's very good. It's got real liquor and real fruit in it together at last.
And she made me some for my birthday, and I was being so greedy with it. I was being so selfish, and I was like, get out of the cherries. And Marissa looked at me like I was crazy, and then she ate one, and she was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, I told you can't handle it. You can't handle the cherry bounce.
I asked her about that, and she said very solemnly, well, Nunu didn't want to let anyone have any of that. And that was the end of the conversation.
And I still have my jar. I have my jar nice and clean and waiting on the counter.
Waiting. All right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Well, thank you again. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a call.
Happy New Year, guys. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
And you too. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Got a question in the chat room as well, so I'm going to try and get round to everybody. Do you want me to do the chat room question first?
Well,
what it says, or do you want to take a call?
Let's take a call, because we've had some people that have been waiting since before the show started. So,
right.
We're going to take a caller from 661. 661, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you today?
Hi, yeah, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, and you said your name was Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Brandy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
My question is, I've been having a lot of anxiety, and I was curious if y'all see that passing anytime soon and where that's coming from.
Your anxiety. Okay, let me hold on just a moment. Brandy is having anxieties, and we want to push her back. Back. Halloween, what happened around Halloween time?
I'm not really sure. I'll have to think about that.
Okay, but nothing is just popping into your head if that happened and I'm just giving you a focal point, but in October, because I'm seeing some stuff started happening with your anxieties around the middle of November, so I'm trying to push you back to see.
Yeah, that is right. That's about when it started getting worse.
Okay. Well, let me throw the cards out real quickly, just to see if there's anything bad. Sometimes it's not a bad thing though, Brandy, because, you know, Bill, share with her what sometimes anxieties can mean for growth.
What they can mean for growth.
Right.
Well,
while I'm doing this.
With regards to, stopping. Sorry, I was in the middle of reading some of these questions.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'll tell her while I'm doing this. Basically, Brandy, sometimes when we're going, and that's exactly what your issues are. One is one that's called strength, which is your good. That's an exercise. Like your muscles are being exercised, and also have Wheel of Fortune here is your other issue. So for the most part, you as a secret keeper. You have some latent skills that are about to hatch. How can you unhatch, right? That are about to hatch. And you're basically going through, what I see you going through is more of a spiritual spurt. Kind of like when, like babies cry when they're about to go through changes. We sometimes have anxiety attacks. We can't stand
being. I've been having crying spells too.
Yeah. So I'm honestly not seeing that there's anything incredibly horrible happening. I'm just seeing that you're going through some growth or some learning experience as you as a secret keeper. And what I want you to start doing. I want you not to focus on anything from fear. I actually want you to get yourself some purple candles, some lavender candles, some amethyst colored things, and just start meditating on clarity and insight and foresight, because there's a lot of stuff that's coming at you. I actually see your skill of empathy being cracked open, and I'm also seeing you having issues out in public where you may not necessarily want to be around a lot of people because you feel paranoid. You're feeling very paranoid. But what's really happening is that you are feeling people's emotions. And because you don't know how to decode this, you think that they're coming at you, or they're being targeted at you, rather, as opposed to just realizing that you're feeling other people's feelings. And so with you being able to get yourself centered and knowing that, okay, I'm about to start looking at somebody's eyes and seeing that they're suffering, I'm about to be able to tell people everything is going to be okay. You just have to remember that, you know, that lovers come and lovers go, but there will always be lovers in our family, new friends, our pets, our children. You know, these are loved ones too. So this is the sort of thing that I see you embarking on. I just really see that your gifts are opening up, and you're remembering horrible things that have happened to you. You're remembering wonderful things, bittersweet memories. But this is something that is giving you muscles. It's not really something that's supposed to be tearing you down. Okay?
Okay. Do you think it's going to last quite a bit longer? Because it's been going on for a while.
Well, like I said, we need to get you centered so that you can we can start building your filters. Okay. So that's why I'm saying get yourself your purple candles and just start focusing on clarity. Just start focusing on insight and foresight and start pinging things. Like if you see a person and they look upset to you, imagine yourself in this situation and you'll start seeing what they're going through. But remember, when doors are opening up for you, they're going to stay open. And you just have to know how to deal with them. You're not going to feel this anxiety for long, but if you don't know what's happening, you'll feel like it's happening to you instead of happening for you. Okay?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've been starting to feel paranoid around people, and that's very weird for me.
Right. So, but you're going to be okay, dear. You're going to be okay. I want you to, find us on Facebook. It's just Broken Earth Radio. Like the page. Follow the show. Send us messages. And we'll help you. We'll help you with the skills that you're needing to hone. And like I said, all this stuff will cease because you're going to be able to channel it in a different direction. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Brandy. Have a good day. Okay, sweetheart?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, is there anything you wanted to add before we take a quick break?
No, not at the moment, no. Like I said, what we'll do, we'll try and get to that chat question when we come back. And I think we've got more callers as well, so if everybody bears with us, we'll get around to you as quickly.
Yeah, we have a caller the caller we're going to take next is actually calling from 229. They've been on hold for about 50 minutes, so... we'll be back in a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and everybody just sit back and grab a drink. Just relax. Hello, this is Broken Earth, and we're back. Are you all right?
Yeah, hold on. Sorry.
Oh, my. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, awesome.
Okay. Well, everybody, remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu, and this is Bath Time Bill.
That would...
I decided I'm going to start giving you little nicknames.
Do you, I know, I've noticed you. Grandpappy Bill.
I thought that would be a nice name for a storyteller episode.
Maybe.
Have you thought of
me.
Any...
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right, as long as everybody else is okay with it. Have you thought of any stories that you wanted to tell, or if you can?
Well, not particularly. I mean, I've got some things I'd like to talk about, but, you know, what I do have is the true paranormal stories that people have posted on this website. And, you know, it would be a sign of... I could choose one, and I could read it out, because they're normally pretty interesting.
Okay. Well, we love it when you read to us.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
I think that I'm going to get you to get the Little House on the Prairie books, so that you can read the Little House on the Prairie books to me.
We could do it online, have a whole new different show going.
Life on the Frontier, and you can read it in some crazy southern accent, but not really be trying really hard.
Okay.
No. Okay, let's take this caller.
They've been waiting a long time.
229, this is Nunu and Hotshot. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. My name is Mel. Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you so much. But just share with us, Melvin. Sorry about that.
Now, I just want to see, can I get a general reading today of what's coming up for me this year?
I'm sorry. Go on. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I was going to actually ask you, dear, is because we're under limited time for the readings.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a specific question that you really want to ask?
Well, my relationship question.
Okay, and who are we going to be talking about, Melvin?
Well, this friend of mine, she left me about 2 months ago, and I would just want to know, are we going to reunite our friendship and move forward in the relationship?
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me see what's going on. And remember, you just relax.
Okay.
And what we're looking for, is simply put, is a return of your friend. That's it. Looking for a return. Okay. All right, let's see. Unexpected. Oh, there she is. Yeah, she does come back around. Now, she comes back around because I'm seeing that she needs help. I'm seeing that she actually is having some problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing legal issues, possibly involving a child. So has she already had that going on with her?
Not to my knowledge, and I don't think she have a kid. She don't have a child at all.
Okay. Well, there's it's legal issues involving a young person, or this person is showing up as a page of cups, and so this is a kid. Now, you know, strange things could happen. Like it could be involving a pet. It could even be involving someone else's child, like a sister's child or something. But I just want you to just remember that it does look like she's going to be needing some help. And this is what brings your opportunity for reconnection. Now, one of the things that you're being reminded of is You may not necessarily like what's bringing you guys your reconnection, but I do see where you could authentically, you know, start to move forward with this based upon, you know, how you play this. Okay. So just, but I see her returning in a phase of from now, two phases from now. So, I mean, this is, could be in March. It could be the first week of February. You know what I mean? It's just basically, it's just like, you know, two steps away. But she'll be back around. She definitely will. I do not see her as permanently gone. Okay?
Okay. Do you see us in a relationship?
Well, like I said, it's one of those things where we need to have the reconnection first. And because it looks like she's not seeking a relationship for you, with you rather, in the reconnection, like if she's not coming back for love, she's coming back for help. And based upon this, depending on how we can kind of take some, make some things happen, I can see where it's open. But remember, the initial thing is about assistance. Okay, your knowledge, something that you can help her with. Okay, so let us know what's going on. Remember to like us on Facebook. We do private readings as well, so we can get more in depth with this. But remember, this is about samples. Okay, sweetheart. But have a wonderful new year, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Okay.
Okay. Thank you all right. So much, and have a blessed new year.
You too, Mel. You too.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, so we do have we have some more callers. We have quite a few, but real quickly, you were saying that there was somebody that was asking something in the chat.
Yeah, somebody's been waiting. Her name is Nicole, mm-hmm. and she's asking a question about her ex, and his name is Germany. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. I keep wanting to say Jeremy for some reason, but his name is Germany, and hold on a minute, I've lost it, right. She got a message off her ex, Germany, a few hours ago for New Year's, and she wants to know what his intentions are.
Okay, hold on just a moment. So it was basically a message that was saying Happy New Year?
By the looks of it, yes.
Okay. Okay, hold on just a moment.
Yeah, Happy New Year message.
All right, let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay. There's lots and lots and lots of upside down. Okay. So he was in a very good space. I'm seeing lots. I mean, he just honestly, I'm seeing him being in a good mood, in a good space, wishing people Happy New Year. Now, if we actually take this seriously, what I want to do is I want to see when he messages her again, because right now this looks real iffy. I do actually see them at a place where they may see each other again, but this is so, it just starts to be all about her as opposed to him. So let me just kind of see when he's going to message again, or when if she sits still, we want to see when he'll send a message again. Because if she takes a hold of this, I mean, it does look like they may see each other, but it looks like it's something that our querent is actually pursuing more than he is. Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me see. Let me see when he'll message her again or call her or actually do something. Let's see. Okay. Half in and half out. So he's walking the fence. So let me see. Here's not today. What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday? Yeah. Thursday. Right. Maybe Thursday or Friday he'll say something to her again. And, and if we just let him do this on his own, reduction. I do see
rekindling of the fire.
But yeah, there's some rekindling of the fire. But we got to take it really, really, really easy because he's still on the fence. He's not sure if he's wanting a relationship, but it does seem like he's interested in seeing how she's doing, and he does want to see how, you know, he would like to see her. Okay, so we got to be real careful with this. So just basically, sweetheart, be careful. And it's okay to answer back, but don't push it. If you really want this to work, we need to get him to do this. If you push it and push, if you drive the car, basically, I'm definitely seeing you guys spend some time together, but I'm just seeing you being the one that's doing this and not him. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on a minute. Yes, but seeing me, does he want more than that?
What were you saying?
I don't know. I think she wants to know if she what you know.
If he's right
what,
now,
does he
right
want,
right right now,
want more than...
right now, sweetheart, no. But like I said, and please pay close attention to what I'm saying, dear. You can answer him back if you want to, but what I am seeing is that you kind of jump in the car and start driving it, and he's just wanted to, he basically wanted to tell you Happy New Year. So I'm not seeing him pursue. And so what we're trying to do is, if you want to get this put back on track, if you really want to get this put back on track, let him just do this. And if he's not doing it, let it go. Let it go. Okay. Now let's take another caller real quickly. And then, if there's anybody that wants to call in too and just kind of talk about, you remember this, you know, storytelling, predictions for the new year, that sort of thing, you know, that's awesome. We want to keep all of our listeners stimulated. So, I'm going to take another call. We're taking the call from 727. 727, wait a minute, there we go. 727, this is Nunu and Bill at Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Oh, yes. Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what you see coming up for my love life. Thank you.
Okay. Julie, is there somebody that you want to talk about in particular?
I am seeing someone at this time. It's kind of new.
Okay. It's kind of new. All right. So what's your friend's name?
His name is Tom.
His name is Tom. All right. Let's see. Hold on just a moment. Now, remember, I'm really only going to go out so far with this because this is something that's brand new. And remember, because you guys have this awesome thing going on right now, it's about maintaining it. Okay, it's really just about maintaining your connection. But so we're just really going to see what's happening with you guys over the next couple of months. Okay? Hold on just a moment. All right. All right. So right now I am seeing that this literally looks like it's getting to know you time, okay? It's getting to know you time. All right, one of the first things, or the next things, I'll just say this, that starts to happen that I'm seeing is, I know this is going to sound so vague, but it's basically about identifying the most important things to us. So I'm seeing a little bit of debating because, you know, but you're still safe. But it's just like you're going to start having these conversations about what's important or what's right or what's wrong, and there's going to be a tad bit of debate with that. And then for a little while, and I'm just going to say, like, I'm just going to interpret this as weeks right now, dear. Like, over the next 4 or 5 weeks, after this, things sort of just kind of stay the same. I'm not really seeing any huge issues anytime soon. I'm still seeing the connection. And then when we get into February, this is where it looks like you guys are going to start having that awkward time where there's a little bit of a pullback. Have you already experienced? I'm not saying that you've experienced this yet, so I think this may be just your first hump, the pullback hump.
He's already pulled back a few times.
He has done that already. Okay. Well, there's a more pullback hump that's going on here, over the next little while. So, basically, we want to see how you guys recover from this. But honestly, I'm not seeing this as necessarily a bad thing, but it's just about keeping the full sharing going on. And our timing, our story kind of stops after 10 weeks, about 10 weeks or so, and you're being told to just focus on sharing. I am seeing that there are times that does he actually travel a lot, because I'm seeing physical distance at some point.
Well, he lives in another city.
Okay,
I mean, it's not that far from me, but
okay.
he lives somewhere else.
It's not that big of a deal. Okay. Well,
not really.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, let's just kind of focus on the next 10 weeks. And how well you guys can stay connected, and also, honestly, how well he can stay connected with you, because you're really at a place right now where this is just so new that, you know.
It's new, but the thing is that I sort of, we got very close very fast, and then
right.
he pulled back on me around Thanksgiving, and then I got really hurt from that, and then we got close again, and then I kind of sent him an email telling him the things that were upsetting me, and then I have mixed feelings about what I did. I kind of felt like I needed to get those things out, but at the same time I might have been a little bit too direct almost, and so now it's quiet, and I actually sent him an apology. Just forgive me, I'm sorry.
Right.
Because I feel like maybe I might have stepped out of bounds by being so direct. But I did mean the things I said. It's not that I didn't mean them. It's just that maybe the way I said them was not the best. I wasn't mean or anything, but I'm not sure if so early on I had the right to say the things I said. And so there's, you know, we have some things we're working out, but right now I sent him an email to say I'm sorry, and he never responded to any of my emails.
Okay.
But then I did text him last night, Happy New Year, and he did respond to that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he said he wished me a Happy New Year, too. So it's not like we're not communicating. We are, but we're definitely kind of going through a distance thing.
Okay.
And
but you're already going through this. So if what we're dealing with is not actually weeks, and it's more day by day.
Yeah, I have a lot of feelings for this guy. Like, I've dated other people, and I didn't really care that much about anybody. But I really have a lot of feelings for this guy, which is kind of overwhelming for me. So I'm kind of acting kind of stupid. You know. Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Okay, we're going to try this again. If it keeps cutting us out, though, we're just going to probably cut the show. Hold on just a moment, though. We'll be right back.
turn and be sorrow and grief, a Paul with six white horses. Turn and be sorrow.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
I don't know if everybody heard my hello in the middle of the song.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is a new year. Even though we're not, I mean, you know, even though in theory our universal cycle starts smack dab in the middle of the year, you know, with a new year, we want to try to leave some old stuff